The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. Welcome, this is The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Duval, hoping to give you many pianistic treats. In the Desert Fathers, a brother asked the abbot Alonius, "What is contempt?" And the old man said, "To be below the creatures that have no reason, and to know that they are not condemned." We open this edition of The Piano Matters with Claudio Arrau, foremost pianist of Chile, in a slow-moving allegretto in C minor, D915. I say slow-moving because I would say most pianists would take less than the 7 minutes that he takes to play the piece. However, I think it's interesting, as mostly he is. It's D, Deutsch 915, so it's a late work from 1827, not played often, one page only, with several repeats, and Arrau takes them all, of course. Here is the profound page from Schubert's penultimate year, Allegretto in C minor. Thank you. Claudio Arrau in Schubert's C minor Allegretto. Arrau once said, for him, one of the major and last interpretive problems is Schubert. I'm David Dubal, and pleased to be listening with you to The Piano Matters, heard every week on our station and throughout the planet on .org. I've played it before, and I shall play it again for you now. It's the treacherous, appallingly so, arpeggiations of the Chopin C major etude opus 10, number 1, composed when the Polish Eagle was 19, and he knew it was good because he wrote a friend saying, I've composed an etude in my own manner. Note, though, the granite bass line. I really think it's in his own manner, of course, but it's a tribute to Bach's first prelude from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Pianism had come a long way in extending the octave, so to speak, when Chopin wrote this. And here is a pianist little known. I know not a tad of information about him, but he's good. Adam Alexander. That was Adam Alexander in a live performance, as you heard, of the C major, opus 10, number 1 of Chopin. Well, how would I rate that? First of all, being a live performance, he was very careful because it's a legendary work and everyone misses notes. I tell the pianist at Juilliard, don't play that at a competition. You know, you'll be thrown out instantly because you'll have hit wrong notes in that piece if you use it, you know, and that's a no-no in competitions. Well, he was careful, Mr. Alexander, and it was musical, but I don't want it to be musical. I want it to be fierce, and I don't like these tiny retards, little slowdowns, because of the carefulness of the last part coming down from the height of the arpeggiation. It was, you know, a very nice performance where I would rank it way below Zifra, way below Rosenthal, way below Marta Argerich, who did one at the Chopin competition when she was 18 or 19, which is so fierce. And I want to hear those basses I want those basses to just be very bleak. So it was a nice, very nice piece. I would rate it of the 10,400 performances that I have heard. I would rate it, you know, in the 50 percentile. Anyway, it's a lot of work to do as well as he just did. Mozart wrote two rondos, and they're to be played separately. They're not part of sonatas. One is the great A minor, which is about 10 minutes, and this is a 5-minute piece in D major, K485. It has so many charms, and the one tune keeps coming back. I don't really know that it's an actual rondo, but I do know that the pianist is excellent, and her name, Carol Montparker. Oh, what an excellent performance by Carol Mont Parker, famous also as a writer, a fiction writer too. Her short stories are absolutely delicious. It was the D major Rondo K-485. Mont Parker, by the way, published a new book. It's a great one. It's titled The Composer's Landscape. I think piano lovers will love reading it. Much more to listen to on The Piano Matters. So stay with us. You'll feel better for it. What do you think about this quote, no less than Johann Wolfgang Goethe? He says, "It is a mistake for a serious-minded woman to marry a jovial man, but it is not a mistake for a serious-minded man to marry a light-hearted woman." Is this true? I don't know. Please tell me your thoughts. ThePianoMatters@gmail.com, or look at my website, daviddubal.org. You may be interested in my paintings. You may have a museum that you would like to put them in. Leos Janáček, sometimes called Janáček, is a great Czech master, one of the three masters of Czech music without doubt, and that is, of course, Dvořák, Smetana the Fountainhead, and the latest one, who dies, I believe, in 1927, is Janáček. He's always Moravian, not Bohemian, as are Smetana and Dvořák. One should look into his operas, or rather, hear them. They're all recorded, and some of them are the finest of the period, from 1900 till 1925, from Yanufa to the Macropolis case. He wrote little for the piano, but all of it flavorful, all in his own very, very episodic and rhapsodic style. Here is the pianist Avner Arad, born in Israel, lives in New York, and he was a pupil at Juilliard of Rudolf Virkushny, who, as a child, Virkushny studied with Janáček and never got over the greatness of this man. Arad gives us the Allegro Adagio from Book 2 of Janáček's cycle called An Overgrown Path.
Thank you.
From Book 2 of An Overgrown Path by Leos Janacek, you heard Avner Arad, A-R-A-D, play the Allegro Adagio. This is The Piano Matters, and I'm listening closely with you. These are wonderful pianists. Who works harder than a piano player? John Ireland. I don't mean the actor in the movies from yesteryear, but the composer of yesteryear. John Ireland, and he's a good composer, but so many English composers have gone by the wayside. More's the pity, for he is very, very fine. His fame peaked in the 1920s, 30s, and started to dwindle in the 40s, and his dates are 1879, 1962. John Ireland wrote a piano concerto, and it found in its day many advocates. And we hear the last movement of Ireland's E-flat major concerto. It's marked Allegro Giocoso. The performance is by one of the finest, one of the most interesting British pianists of the day, Eileen Joyce, born, yes, in Tasmania, where Errol Flynn was born. The Halle Orchestra is conducted in this 1942 performance by the once-renowned Leslie Heward. Thank you. Orchestra conducted by Leslie Heward with the pianist Eileen Joyce. I wonder if you've ever heard anything of the Ireland Concerto. It was played very frequently in the 30s. The Piano Matters, in which you are listening to our station, and it's an important cultural institution. When you have a chance, you can thank us and help us with a contribution to the future of our work. Keep it on your mind. If you like the Piano Matters, there's also much else to satisfy your serious musical hunger. Luigi Zanninelli, the name rolls off the tongue. He just celebrated his birthday. How do I know that? I talked to him. For many years, he taught at the University of Southern Mississippi. His music is played throughout the nation far more than most university professors' music. Opera, choral, songs, band music, piano music, composed with taste, precision, the highest possible craft, and a unique sound. That's Luigi Zanninelli in a nutshell, and he's one of America's musical masters. Residing in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, there's a superb pianist, wonderful person, named Teresa Sanchez. She adds great talent and glamour to the South of our United States. Zanninelli wrote a set of three waltzes. He called them the Magic Ballroom. And number one is called Teresa's Two-Step. And it is Teresa Sanchez who plays Teresa's Two-Step for us now. Teresa Sanchez in Luigi Zanninelli's Teresa's Two-Step. I'm not certain where this comes from, But the writer says, I see little hope for a peaceful world until men are excluded from the realm of foreign policy altogether, and all decisions concerning international relations are reserved for women, preferably married ones. I would go further to say that while men should still, as in the past, be permitted to construct machines, it should be for women to decide what kinds of machines shall be constructed. Well, what do you think of that, man? As for machines, don't you think there's already many too many of them? You think robots will eventually play the Chopin etudes for us? Should there be a moratorium on machine building? What do you think? And as my father put it, who needs them? Horowitz was fond of Schumann's flower piece, or Blumenstück. It's about 7.5 minutes, very mild-mannered for Schumann, with its tempting, gentle lyricism. I really think nobody plays it like Volodya the Great. Volodya the Great, of course, is Vladimir Horowitz.
Thank you.
Vladimir Horowitz in Schumann's Opus 19, a rather neglected work, even though it's of his supposedly great period, the decade of the 1830s to 40. It was played, I thought, terrifically. I came across two old LPs, which the archivist Robert Tannucci put on CD for me. The pianist's name is Ludwig Olshansky. And I remember, rather vaguely though, in years past, I had an interview with him. I had him on the air, and he played excellent Beethoven. And I want to hear it again, and I'd like for you to hear it with me. It's the first movement of the sonata, Opus 109. And it's a work so compact, and yet it is a sonata form. And what did you think of Ludwig Olshansky's performance of the opening movement of the famous Opus 109? Let's move up a notch to Beethoven's Opus 110 piano sonata in A-flat. Ludwig Olshansky was heard in the last movement of the fugue, marked Allegro ma non troppo, and I hope he's listening. Someone said, I think they said, he was living in Amsterdam. Well, we can hear the show in Amsterdam very easily. Anyway, that fugue is so strenuous mentally. Very interesting also is that Beethoven gave it no dedication, and that was not his usual practice. Someone said, I think that Beethoven wanted the Opus 110 for himself. Join me next week, same time, same station, for another edition of The Piano Matters. Conrad Lorenz wrote this, and I'll read it slowly because it's a difficult thing to comprehend. All living beings have received their weapons through the same process of evolution that molded their impulses and inhibitions for the structural plan of the body and the system of behavior of a species are parts of the same whole. There is only one being in possession of weapons which do not grow on his body, and if whose working plan, therefore, the instincts of his species know nothing, and in the usage of which he has no corresponding inhibition. That was a difficult quote, but interesting. Ponder it. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.